The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Tonight will be two different shows. We will do our first regular review of the news, and then at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, we'll have our Patreon and Subscribestar hangout for those who are at the $20 level. Join at the $20 level on Subscribestar. The link is in the description below. If you'd like to join the private conversation, Scott Adams has announced, "I have the exact same cancer as Joe Biden, and it has spread to my bones."
Some of you have already guessed, so this won't surprise you at all. But I have the same cancer that Joe Biden has. So I also have prostate cancer that has also spread to my bones. But I've had it longer than he's had it. Well, longer than he's admitted having it. So my life expectancy is maybe this summer. I expect to be checking out from this domain sometime this summer. Now,
all right, Scott Adams. I don't know about this guy. I don't know that he goes away with honor, because he's been helping on some fronts. He's been doing, you know, the whole viral campaign. I don't want anything to do with blacks. And it's never been clear, though, whether he fully understands the biological reality of humanity, whether he understands the demographic situations of whites. And he's been saying some things that are totally contrary, that go against this view, this demographic vision of America. He's been saying things like, it doesn't matter if you leave your genes existing into the population or not. It doesn't matter because all of your descendants will only have a small piece of your genes. It does matter. In fact, the fact that you will be in pieces in millions of people in the future, and that depending on whether you've had one child or 15 children, you will be in lots of people or you will be in not much people, that matters a lot. It matters because it has a cumulative effect over the whole of society. It's quite a privilege in a way to be separatable in pieces, to know that all of the humans you will give birth to by having descent will all be different combinations. They will all benefit from different mixes, but they will have an important piece of you that will change the world. End of the line, Joel says, "Get the hell away from cancer people." I can't. Cancer people, I just can't. Get them away from me. End of the line, Joel says, "His ex-wife got his millions of dollars. She cashed out at the right time." Yeah, I don't know what's his situation. For him to have concluded that it didn't matter whether you were reproducing, I can smell some, yeah, divorce maybe. He doesn't seem to be in a family life. He seems to be in an office alone. Laughing Lion says, "I am woven from 1,000 of ancestors, and if I'm lucky, I will be unwoven into thousands of descendants." Beautifully said. That is exactly what it is. Bruto says, "It's like unit bias for BTC, but for the realm of biology. Big L for Scott here." That is beautifully said. Yes, it is a unit bias, a continuum fallacy of some sort. John Drake says, my dad has prostate cancer, not in the bones. They gave him up to 5 years. This stuff doesn't progress that quickly. Biden must have had this for some time. He probably had it before he became president. Yeah, I think so. And people are looking back at a 2022 statement in which Biden was making a speech and he let it leak that, oh yeah, I have cancer, you know, I have prostate cancer. And all of the leftists came and said, oh no, you made an error. You didn't mean it. No, that's not true. And I was like, yeah, this morning when they announced that Biden had prostate cancer, I was like, we already know this. This has been for years. And I was like, shaking my head, how is this news? Well, it's news that we knew of, but that the leftists have been trying heavily to suppress. So it's like now the official mainstream news can say Joe Biden has prostate cancer. That's the news this morning. Not that Joe Biden has prostate cancer, but that the mainstream news can now say it. The path is clear. He's not planning to be a president anymore, so it doesn't matter. We have a continuation of the crisis of competency. A Mexican celebrating boat. There are people standing on top of these pirates, whatever. But they forgot to check that the height of the boat was not passing the legally required height for this bridge. What a bunch of fucking idiots. I mean, it's hard to conceive how retarded people are. Watch out for that boat. What a bunch of fucking idiots. I don't know, was there people dying? Because there were people standing on top of these columns. I don't know if people died. John Drake says DEI on boats, it's everywhere. Yeah, there's something about boats that, you know, when it's a plane, you're like, ah, I don't want to give it to a black female employee. It's a plane, like it can kill a lot of people. But there's something about boats that's like, hey, let's try. Okay, two dead confirmed so far. There's something about boats that gives you the impression that it's not dangerous. But of course, in a complex society with bridges and people standing on Mexican celebrations of whatever, yes, you're going to end up falling. Pruitt says, here in Texas, the Mexicans always get DUI. I wonder if this was similar causation. I don't think it's drunk boat driver there. I think they were straight out thinking that they could pass under a bridge, and they haven't thought of measuring their addition to the freaking boat. There are clearance spaces that are very well known. You can Google it, and it's every person in charge of a boat should know this. Bruto says, the story is that they had a mechanical failure, then the current caused by the high tide pushed them towards the bridge. Oh, really? So they didn't want to pass under the bridge? Wow. So it's a little bit like the other. There was also a failure when they bumped onto the pillar of the bridge. Well, margins of safety, ladies and gentlemen. You not only need to be sure that you're not colliding with a bridge, you need to be sure that in the event that I lose control of my boat, I need not to be colliding with the bridge. Margins of safety. Blimpy Supervisor says the Darwin Awards is more entertaining than the Olympics. Nick Fuentes says, points out correctly that Candace Owens is currently trying to rehabilitate a convicted Jewish Hollywood sex criminal, yet she refuses to defend or even talk to me. Yeah, very weird move by Candace Owens to be talking with Harvey Weinstein. I don't object to talking with Harvey Weinstein. I think it's great. But I think there is definitely in the choice of Candace not to engage with Nick Fuentes when he is so close to all of her talking points. She would benefit from it. And instead, she goes for here Harvey Weinstein. Now, let's see what he has to say. What I remember about Harvey Weinstein is, yes, he was part of this whole Me Too wave of cancellations. I remember he was found guilty under summary processes, and I was like, what? At first, I thought they wouldn't find him guilty, but it seems that liberal juries have reached this point in America where, yeah, they will find someone guilty on the word of a woman. And so I've always been hesitant because Harvey Weinstein, no doubt to me that he was engaging in some degree of immoral behavior, using his power to fuck women who otherwise wouldn't care about him. But that's a game. That's legal. It's legal to say, hey, I'm a Jewish producer. I gatekeep actresses participating in Jewish-funded films. And I extract the sex that comes from these women who desire to escalate the social ladder. And that's immoral use of power at best, if you want to make the case. But it's certainly not criminal extortion. It's certainly not rape.
I did not commit these crimes. I swear that before God and the people watching now and on my family. The people who support me are scared to talk. They are frightened to death that they're going to be canceled.
What I always found to be problematic about the Me Too movement from the beginning, we're conflating he made a pass at me and I didn't like it with rape.
It's a complete fabrication about my relationship with Gwyneth. I didn't put my hand on her. I didn't touch her. I definitely made a pass. Ashley Judd's claims are ridiculous. I settled with Rose McGowan. I gave her $100,000. Don't tell my wife. Don't get me in trouble. It's all conflated, and it's all led to the idea that I am going to be the one they persecute. They broke me. They broke me in half.
There's just so much when you read the transcripts that defy common sense for me.
I've asked to have lie detector tests brought into the prison. So I know they're not admissible, but I want the world to know.
To be honest with you, I think a lot of people are going to hear this conversation.
Candace, you know, one thing I can tell you is this is going to explode.
All right, so a Jew who was controlling so much in Hollywood that there was all these women trying to escalate the social world and they were willing to suck his dick. That's, to me, what Harvey Weinstein is. Yeah, should he be in jail? No, but in a way, it's also interesting that you end up paying the price of what you've seeded in society. Because what has made possible the imprisonment of men like Harvey Weinstein? It is the female genocracy of liberal states. And you get what you fucking deserve in a way because you were for it. Sneed for Life says, how can I be anti-Semitic? I am promoting Harvey Weinstein. Well, how can I be anti-Semitic? I'm friends with Jeff Epstein. So I have even better credentials than Candace on this. So Sanctuary States, there has been a new game being played by the federal government to Again, what I don't like about these stories, it's always the deportation of a subset of illegal migrants. So those illegal migrants that have been already deported in the U.S. and are now in sanctuary city prisons because they came back and they committed another crime. Now they're being caught by the federal government because the sanctuary cities, while they can refuse the administrative request from a ICE, let's say that the ICE office wants the guy, they will keep him hidden in the jail. But they cannot object to a federal prosecution for a federal crime. And so what they're doing now is they're working in collaboration with the district attorney of the federal government, and they're initiating criminal proceedings. And then they're saying, hey, now we want to get this guy because he's guilty of a federal crime. And that allows them to deport them. So it's a little trick to get to a little more deportations. But you still have the problem that, I mean, this is for people who have been already deported and came back and then committed a crime. That's a subset of a subset.
In a Fox exclusive, you're watching an incredibly rare interaction as the jail in Los Angeles transfers an illegal alien to ICE custody. The sanctuary jurisdiction forced to hand this Mexican national over thanks to a first-of-its-kind federal operation.
With this operation, we're going to be neutralizing California sanctuary state policies.
Bill Asaley is the U.S. attorney in L.A. and the architect of Operation Guardian Angel.
California is the testing ground on this. We are one of the largest sanctuary jurisdictions.
All right, guys, thanks for circling up.
So how does it work? Asaley has created a federal task force made up of ICE, HSI, FBI, DEA, and ATF, all working together out of this office in downtown L.A.
How's his criminal history?
He's got the domestic violence.
They scan these criminal databases daily to find illegal aliens in local jails who have been previously deported from the United States.
We have a warrant for your arrest.
If they've returned to the U.S., they've committed a federal felony known as illegal reentry. And Asaley's office will immediately seek a criminal arrest warrant against them, which, unlike an ICE detainer, sanctuary jails can't ignore.
We're going to flood the system with warrants for criminal illegal immigrants that are in county jails. They can ignore a detainer, but they cannot ignore a criminal arrest warrant.
The federal task force brought us with them as they went to Twin Towers Jail in downtown L.A. to take custody of a previously deported alien they found in their database and filed a warrant on. He was facing local charges for robbery, but the sanctuary jail immediately handed him over to ICE, with California's sanctuary policies unable to protect him from the criminal warrant.
They have no choice. They will comply. And if they don't comply, if they interfere in our ability to arrest a federal felon, they can expect to face consequences.
All right, that's good, but it's heartbreaking. It means that we really have a part of our nation that is truly fighting against us. Need for Life says, is this based or unbased? I mean, it's a mix, because on the one hand, it is very special circumstances, so I'm afraid that most sanctuary cities will still have, in most cases of immigrants, they will still be able to hide them. But for the subset of immigrants that get repeatedly caught in trouble and repeatedly deported, then I guess that's a win. It also means that we truly have an enemy inside. These states are truly, as you know, as much as I've said it in the past, it's always hard to realize just, oh God, we have a whole state inside our nation that are working against the nation. Sneed for Life says, but what about all the legals and non-criminals? Well, yeah, that's the problem. That's still where we don't see much action. Trump is very good at framing single cases and anecdotes and making them pass on Fox News. That is one of the talents of Trump, but we have yet to see the numbers, the kinds of numbers that will fix America in a long-term perspective. Because if you just slice the top criminals out, you still have the demographics problem, and you still have the problem that these demographics are going to give birth to new generations of criminals. John Drake says, I hope states push back on this so states' rights get pushed to the forefront. It will help break up the U.S. super state. I mean, that's a long shot. That sanctuary cities would help in the end favor state sovereignty. I would love to believe this. I have difficulty believing it, though. A woman from Honduras who entered the U.S. illegally in 2005 is being fined $1.8 million. This comes after she ignored an order to leave the country and failed to appear for her immigration hearing.
Ever since that day, I live with anxiety. I can't sleep. I don't feel well. This woman, who we will call Maria, says she did not want to use her real name, concerned she could be targeted. But she does want people to know her story.
No deseo ir para atrás.
Your story is that you've been in the U.S. since 2005 and you still don't speak a word of English. Holy shit. 2005, not a word of English.
She told us, I don't want to go back. She's a mother of three children.
We know you don't want to go back. She's the mother of three children who are American citizens.
Children who are American citizens. She asked us not to show them. Maria arrived from Honduras in February of 2005. 2 months later, she had an order to leave the country after not appearing at a hearing, but she never left. I asked her why she did not go to the hearing.
Yo le dije al oficial, yo no tengo, no sé, no tengo familia.
I told the immigration officer, I don't have any family in this country or a specific place to stay. She told.
Well, yeah, you have to go back. And yeah, so these women are specialists of using their three American children to drag the process forever. And then eventually, well, if you have a Biden in charge of the U.S., he's going to tell his people, don't go after her. She has three American citizen children. But the fact is that these children should be sent back with her. But she's never going to tell you that she wants them as long as you don't deport her. You have to basically deport her, and while she's in the plane, you give her the choice. You can go away with your children, or we can keep your children and put them somewhere in some foster family. You choose, but you don't stay in the U.S. You don't use your children as an excuse to stay illegally in the U.S.
Told me she entered the U.S. through California.
Pero ningún momento me llegaron ningún documento.
I never received any document, and they did not know where I was going to be. This month, she received this letter at her house in South Florida. She has been fined for more than $1.82 million.
It says that the government could fine an individual, an undocumented individual, daily $500.
Michelle Sanchez is Maria's attorney. She showed us the document Maria received.
They're supposed to say on the date that she was advised, and this is blank because they never advised her of the penalties.
Okay.
So that's going to be my argument.
The 1952 Act has historically rarely been enforced, but in February, the Trump administration announced it will penalize people living in the U.S. illegally under that act.
What she has is an order of removal in her absence.
Is that still accumulating even today?
Yes.
It's so that figure is increasing.
It could increase. For me, that is absolutely nuts.
Sanchez filed a motion to reopen her client's case last year under a policy of the Biden administration, giving ICE attorneys the discretion to reopen cases and lift removal orders.
Have you ever been arrested?
Nunca.
Irrelevant. It's irrelevant whether you've been arrested or not. You are in the U.S. illegally. Your entry was the crime. Your punishment is to go back. You still don't speak English. No chance of integration. And even if you were to integrate, you would integrate into a liberal state that would plague America forever, as long as your descendants exist.
When I asked her if she would voluntarily return to her home country,
me dolería tanto dejar mis hijos.
It would be extremely painful to be separated from my children. This is their country. This is all they know. Please have mercy. I want to stay with them.
Well, bring them back with you. They are in the US based on a technical irregularity, which is that they got their American citizenship while being birthed from an illegal. They have to go back with you, ideally. Charles Geraghty says she is giving this sub story when she shouldn't even be here to begin with. Absolutely. It's like, it doesn't matter how much human suffering you can stack onto a violation of the law. It's like, oh yeah, it's dramatic for me. Well, you made it dramatic. You made it dramatic by benefiting from a succession of presidents that never cared about this issue enough to deport you. Blimpy Supervisor says, yes, my cousins are making city decisions. A third cousin married a half-white, half-Filipina, and she turned out to be a literal schizo. Well, you know, inseminating literal schizos is one of my specialty. And I will tell you, it's feasible. It's a lot of human suffering, but it's feasible. So your cousin is within the space of the doable. There is a talk that Canada Post will be on a strike again. So Canada Post might be on a strike starting this Friday. So that would mean I don't get my deliveries, I don't get my mail. Not super important, but I had ordered some stuff from Amazon. I've been binge watching this weekend Shark Tank. I'd like to be an inventor. So I ordered on Amazon all of the material to make molds and start the manufacturing process. I'd like to invent stuff. I'd like to invent something that people need. I still don't know exactly what it will be. Pruitt says, that made me feel a lot better about my wife's BPD, JF. It is manageable. Everything is manageable. That's the good news, the white pill of the sick universe. It's that whatever you are confronted with is manageable because your ancestors faced it. Like, if there's kids or women walking around the streets, there has had to be schizo women walking around for millions of years, which means that your ancestors were confronted with schizo women and they handled them. So here's that's a great way to start in life. It's to look, everything is doable. Blimpy Supervisor says, Cut Adams, your prostate cancer is manageable. I mean, in a way, yes, the management of it is make your babies before you get it. That is how you manage cancer. You make your babies before you get it. Bruto says you need a 3D printer to prototype JF. I don't know if I want a 3D printer. 3D printer is something that can be interesting. But it's at a very high price point to get a good 3D printer. I'm very annoyed at the cheap 3D printer. I was one of the first buyers of a 3D printer. I bought a very cheap homemade 3D printer back in the days where it was just starting. It was really like the thing looked terrible. It looked like there was an Arduino loose, like there were loose electronic pieces hanging onto it. And let me tell you, it wasn't printing very much. Never have I had success with this 3D printer because it would create these totally misaligned thing. It was very cheap. Deconstruct says, unless they were born in the era of witch hunts. But even the witch hunts, they were just catching the witches when they were getting older. But the witch hunts, I don't know that the witch hunts were ever persecuting, fertile females. Because fertile females at an age of fertility, I think they have too much use for society to be hanged and burned. Hillary Clinton slammed Trump for insisting that Americans have more kids, arguing that's what immigrants are for. Holy shit. the white replacement theory laid out in full explicitly by Hillary Clinton.
As I posted the other day, this very blatant effort to basically send a message, most exemplified by Vance and Musk and others, that, you know, what we really need from you women are more children. And what that really means is you should go back to doing what you were born to do, which is to produce more children. And they are talking about, you know, cash benefits for the more children you have. This has been tried, by the way, in other countries, and it has not worked. Or medals if you have six children. While they're contemplating cutting Medicaid, while they have no interest in paid family leave or funding quality child care, they're cutting Head Start. I mean, you go down the list of all the programs that support child rearing and the care of children and create, you know, some safety net for women who are in the workforce, the formal workforce, as well as, you know, raising children. So this is another performance about concerns they allegedly have for family life. But if you had read the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025, despite Trump saying he knew nothing about it, if you had read it, it's all in there. It's all in there. Return to the family, the nuclear family. Return to being a Christian nation. Return to, you know, producing a lot of children, which is sort of odd because the people who produce the most children in our country are immigrants, and they want to deport them. So none of this adds up. But, you know, one of the reasons why our economy did so much better than comparable advanced economies across the world is because we actually had a replenishment, because we had a lot of immigrants, legally and undocumented, who had a, you know, larger than normal, by American standards, family. So this is just another one of their, you know, make America great again by returning to the lifestyles and the economic arrangements of not just the 1950s. I mean, let's keep going back as far as we can.
A complete absence of evolutionary consideration. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was showing the video, but you were just watching me with Hillary Clinton's voice. I didn't know that. Yeah, complete absence of evolutionary considerations. This idea that you can abandon the making of babies for the liberation of women. And it's okay, there's going to be an input, there's going to be immigrants coming into the population. The problem is you've just replaced the population that was sustaining a first world country with a population that does not know how to sustain a first world nation. And therefore, it is the last generation, the generation where you do that is the last generation of your existence as a subspecies. Because you're going to be replaced by what you import. Greatest Whitest North says the myth of immigration being good for the economy, they've always been a net negative. Absolutely. This idea that it's good for the economy, I don't see it. They are under the pay threshold where they would participate to any sort of funding of the state. So they are negative expenses for the state. They are negative externalities for the people who already live, because now you have a competitor who's getting welfare, who's spending money instead of you. Blimpy Supervisor says, wow, Hillary, great work ushering in the third world. How inspiring to all young women. Absolutely. This is the philosophy of women, of people that are part of peoples that will self-abolish, that will self-destruct. It went very well. Trump sees an imminent end of the war after a two-hour call with Putin. just completed my two-hour call with President Vladimir Putin of Russia. I believe it went very well. Russia and Ukraine will immediately start negotiations toward a ceasefire and, more importantly, an end to the war. Okay, we'll see where that goes. Besant warns that tariffs will go back up for nations that do not negotiate in good faith. Doesn't put much credence in Moody's downgrade. Yes, for the first moment of history, the Moody's crew have been declaring that the U.S. credit rating is not AAA anymore. It is something like AAA minus or whatever. So less confidence in the credit of the American government, which is bizarre in a way, because we've been in this whole campaign led to make us believe that we were making cuts. And normally when you make cuts in a government, your credit rating improves because now you've demonstrated that you were willing to keep some sort of leash on the deficit. But amazingly, we have a credit rating decision here that seeks to punish the U.S. And yet, as the U.S. with Elon Musk has been trying to make the case that they were cutting. But I've also been underwhelmed by the cuts. And I've also noted that the cuts don't even reach the point where they are enacted into law. So there are cuts that the administration does, but if the Congress comes back and says, no, no, we're funding this by that much, then it's all waste. It's all a waste of time what we've done on the executive side. An anonymous source told the WSJ alleged that Trump told Israel, "We will abandon you if the war continues." Trump has yet to criticize Israel publicly over the ongoing conflict or withhold military aid. That is fantastic. But again, why is all of the good news that relates to Israel, why is all of it always anonymous sources from the inside, never a public statement, never a public action of any kind? Why is that? Why can't we get good news confirmed by the voice of Trump himself? I have to lend credence to the theories out there that we are being lied to, that this is some kind of psyop to prepare us for a sudden reversal of some kind in Trump's approach to Israel. But as long as I don't have a official move, you could just have Trump say these things publicly in front of cameras. But no, we don't have this. Instead, we have some dirty play in which nothing can be confirmed. Blimpy Supervisor says, Nick Frontes says it's because it's empty leaks leading to hopium, but no real action. But at this point, there has been so many empty leaks that you have to conclude that this is what the system wants us to believe, that we are in some kind of psyop. Why are they trying to pull this psyop? Why is it useful for Jewish power to make us believe or hope that they are losing power? Do they want to put? They want us to put our guards down? They're playing 6D chess with us? What is it? Because we're not going to fall for just basic first layer deception of this kind. We've been playing 6D chess for a decade. Like, you're not going to fool us with some AF post anonymous source tweet. The script has flipped. Shock cancer diagnosis wipes Biden autopen presidency from the headlines. Yeah, they've been talking about making all these pardons illegal because they were signed by the autopen. Is the autopen unconstitutional? I mean, you could argue that it is, because to what extent was Biden even aware of what he was doing? Like, they were piling up sheets in front of him, and he was sitting there presumably with an auto pen, potentially sometimes sleeping. So what's how hard is it then for a staff member of the deep state to decide, oh yeah, you know what, this sheet that he wasn't sure, I'm gonna include it in the pile. in the pile signed by the Otto Pen. And once it's signed by Joe Biden, you're not going to have a Joe Biden go back in front of the press and say, oh no, I'm canceling this signed paper because it was signed by the Otto Pen. Once it's signed and you basically have no recourse. U.S. imposes visa bans on India travel agents for facilitating illegal immigration to the United States. Oh yes, these organized agents that are paid. This is a plague on the immigration system. Because let me tell you, when I immigrated to the U.S., I did it all myself. And that's an IQ test, whether you can fill the forms, find all of the little things that they ask and the evidence. But when you pay an agent, he's going to tell you a list of things you have to bring him. He's going to deal for all of it. And yes, they are coaching people on what to say and what to claim. So it's not the same thing as when I sign something, when I sign a document, I take pride in the fact that I've never had to lie to the government. I've never had to lie to the immigration officers. And I've never hidden anything. But when you deal with these agents, they show you a lot of things that you shouldn't say or that you should say. And you end up being a fictional creation. And we end up people coached. They can easily pass without having the IQ, without having the merit, and sometimes by hiding facts about their own life in their own country. Low newborn vitamin D linked to autism and schizophrenia. Newborns with vitamin D deficiency face a higher risk of developing mental disorders such as ADHD, autism spectrum disorder, and schizophrenia later in life. I don't know, bro. 71,000 individuals. I don't know, bro. There can be so many correlates. The fact that you're lacking vitamin D might be a correlate of the fact that you're not drinking enough milk, you're not drinking enough animal and cow products. I don't know if it's the vitamin D. Sometimes it can be that the vitamin D is so tight these days in our modern society. Vitamin D intake is very much tied with how much milk you drink, because we put it as an additive in milk, but we put it as an additive in nothing else. So it's like, yeah, modern society assumes you're going to drink some milk. And yeah, so if you have a vitamin D deficiency, you may have a deficiency of fats. You may have a deficiency of animal-sourced fats. Need for Life says, I thought it was vaccines that caused the autism. I mean, who knows? At this point, autism isn't even a thing. Autism is 10,000 different things happening in the brain, and the diagnostic criteria for it have loosened so much. It has nothing to do with the original autism. At this point, we have to distinguish. There are people who are retarded, and modern society just doesn't want to call them a retard, because retard has become an insult. It's the R word. So just to avoid the word, we're diagnosing all sorts of people with autism that are actually just retarded. And so from the start, when you talk about making a study about whether down the line you'll be diagnosed with autism, the problem is autism isn't even the thing. It's a mix of things. It's a mix of different things. And it's a way for doctors to be able to charge more to the government, to the insurance plans. It's a way for people to get put on some sort of systems where they will benefit from special treatment in schools. It is so much. Autism, as at this point, is an economic decision. The entire profession sold out to the country to act as the Democrats' Damage Control Agency. Yeah, that's true. The entire intelligence services, they were all visibly working for the left and working against Trump. Charles Garrity says, how about dyslexia? Dyslexia is a rather contained and still accurate diagnosis. Definitely. Dyslexia, if you do the diagnosis correctly, it's a very special form of brain functioning in which the left and the right is mixed up. And as a consequence, you have difficulty reading. And you always have difficulty reading because it's the way the brain processes symbolism. See, and the fact that it's genetically irritable and sex influence, that is, I believe there's something like if your female parent has dyslexia, you're sure to have dyslexia. Something like this. And if it's a male parent, you're half likely. All of this makes it very clear that it's a thing. It's a thing that is measurable, irritable. For autism, I'm afraid that the black boy with 80 IQ diagnosed with autism because he doesn't quite like having friends versus the Asperger's super genius 140 IQ autist, I'm afraid they don't have anything in common. They don't have anything in common. That is it for tonight, boys. I'll be taking a 10-minute break and we'll go to our private show. So if you'd like to join the private show, join the Patreon or the subscribe star at the $20 level, and I'll be posting in about 5 minutes. I'll be posting all of the instructions to join the private conversation tonight. This starts at 8 p.m. Eastern Time in 10 minutes from now. See you there.